They're bad. They're boys. And occasionally, they talk about running. Yes, it's the Bad Boy Running Podcast with your hosts, Jody Rainsford and David Heller. Come back.
Baby, come back.
With a bye, 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 bye. With a bye, 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 bye. I must admit I was a clone to be messing around. But that doesn't mean that you have to leave town.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, Jody Rainsford. Hello, Deep Badders. How are you doing?
Hello, David Hellard. Hello, listener and viewer. How are you?
You know how I am. I'm in a foul mood.
What we do when we have these sessions, we sometimes...
Therapy.
Sometimes we have about half an hour of therapy. I would call it 2 minutes hate, but it's probably about more like about 28 minutes hate, just to get out of our system before we go. So we're smiling and we're in a good mood by the time that we get on the bad stuff.
Yeah, let it all out. Absolutely.
Yeah, but what helps with our therapy, unfortunately, means that you get less of an episode because we do have other things. So we're gonna have to. This is gonna be a quick fire one like we've had previously, which may be a good or bad thing depending on how much you love or hate our voices.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to fire through it again today. What I've got plenty of like little odds and sods, shall we say, that I've highlighted. But one thing I've found crazy. So, you know, the NHS is under stress at the moment.
Under stress, I think, is a very, very interesting word that underplays it somewhat, but yes, definitely.
Indeed. So I want a podiatry. I need to go back to my podiatrist because my insoles are falling apart and I need some new insoles. And I get a set of insoles every year. Now, unfortunately, if I get to the podiatrist, they say I need to be referred to them by someone. I can't just go back, even though they know on the system I'm with them and that each year I'm going to need some.
You need to be referred every year.
Yeah, so what? I've gone to my GP. So I said, can't you just, given that you told me last year, I can get a pair each year and I'll have to come back in. I can't just get some sent to me. I'll have to come back in again. Can't you just see me? They've ignored that email. So instead, I've had to go to my GP, but my GP can't refer them to them. So I've had to go to the physio team I'm working with, but they can't refer me to them because they're also in a different region. So I've now had to go to the third set of people, who is the head of sports science for the NHS, and asked his team and said, can you refer me? And I'm waiting to hear back from them. So the wonders of the system mean that I'm now onto my fourth set of people that I'm having to take the time of just to get my insole back again.
That's great, isn't it? Like why don't we put a little bit more pressure on the GP service to try and get a fucking referral for podiatry?
Why don't we quadruple the workload?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Why don't we? What I like though is that kind of spreads across both private and public as well, so it's spreading the admin the additional admin everywhere. It's both helping commerce while also adding administrative pressure on the NHS.
Indeed. So I thought I'd start off with that joy. Does anyone else have this situation where they've had to just completely nonsensical? Now, I've also copied in, while it's World Cup, an image, but I've realised I've copied it into my organizer and it's rotated incorrectly, so I can't actually read it. So I've no idea if this is going to be a good one. It's to do with Iran. Which,
so there's something to do with Iran.
Indeed, indeed. Oh yes, I'm a big fan of the Iranians, as we all know. Not so much the regime. Yeah. Yes. So I do love the way in which people find protest, particularly in kind of in essence an authoritarian regime, even though it's a religious one. So Iranians are basically do bads at heart.
Oh, I think so. You definitely get that vibe off them.
And we've already known that the sports team, you know, took some huge risks in not not taking part in the national anthem. Now,
apparently they're threatened if they didn't. Them and their families were threatened. If they didn't sing the second time, even though the Iranian fans booed them. I mean,
the Iranian fans booed them.
The Iranian fans were booing the team because really? They sang the anthem. But apparently, the anthem.
Oh, I see.
Team had been threatened. Their team's families had been threatened if they hadn't sung it that time as well. And it seemed like on the ground as well, like the Qatari. Authorities were also clamping down on all protests against Iran as well. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. What I love is how authorities and regimes stick together. They have that kind of solidarity that we don't have anymore with the trade unions in the UK. Not saying the trade unions are authoritarian. I'm just thinking in terms of the two things that always show solidarity. But authority and regimes always show real solidarity with each other and help prop each other up, don't they?
They often give each other medals. You'll get heads of state.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get like the award of the dagger.
Humanitarian
award.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un. Yeah.
but what they've taken to doing, because it's always quite hard to know how to rebel in a way that partly makes you feel good about what you're doing, but isn't so worrying. And so people have taken to on social media to knocking the turbans off the heads of clerics and running away, which
that's so childish.
So it's called turban tossing, which is
oh my god,
it's almost like cow tipping, but the turban version of it. And I think it's great as a concept, right? Because it's running. It's do battery, it's rebellion. So to our Iranian brethren out there, of which there are a few Iranian listeners, good on you.
I think as a religious protest, that could work quite well. Imagine going to the Vatican and doing that. Because they, turbans, I think, turbans are like, they're on there, they're well fitted.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hard thing to knock off. Whereas you see like, cardinals and like the Pope and stuff, there's a big target there. You can like proper slam dunk that one off.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Although I do wonder with, because you've got a Sikh turban and you've got like a Muslim turban, and the Sikh turban, a lot of Sikh people have very long hair. And so I wonder whether it's a lot easier to knock off a Muslim turban because it's not got the foundation of like massive hair underneath it.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But I like the idea. Could this be a new game, a bit like kabaddi, but it's with a turban toss? You've got to toss the turban and then get somewhere without being caught. And then,
I mean, you very much have to be of the nationality or ethnicity of that person in order to be able to get away with this. I don't think this is a sport to be undertaken without. I think there might be some issues around that, but I think as a means of protest within someone's own country and within someone's own culture, yes, definitely.
Although I'm all for Brits doing it in Iran. But just probably not.
Could you imagine? We are not condoning that, by the way. We are not condoning that anyway. That is just David's personal view there.
I mean, you're saying that like we're at huge risk of there being a flood of like arrests. And I just thought I'd bring that up as a nice little shout out of, and I think running's got to be involved, right?
I do love something that is both political but incredibly childish. I think the combination of two things also makes it brilliant for social media. And it's like, look, there's a right wing person, fucking milkshake. It's like, it's really childish, but it's really pathetic.
Do you think that's quite the next one? Can you pop a milkshake under a turban? And I wonder what the music is as well, because from what I gather on TikTok, there's always...
I wonder what the music is.
Yeah, for when they're doing the videos of releasing this. Obviously, you want the Benny Hill, but I don't know if Benny Hill's made it to Iran.
Benny Hill's made it everywhere. I don't think there are many places where Benny Hill hasn't made it. I'm still amazed that the Benny Hill music... I mean, we talk about this. People associate the Benny Hill music with what it's actually associated with, or do they just associate it with running sped up.
I think it's a sped up thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are we going to, just while we're on World Cup, this is going to be weeks ago because this was already the head of your...
we've already gone out. We've already gone out at this point. We haven't, but I'm just predicting it.
Yeah, for sure. We're going out.
There was a proper upset here, yes, wasn't there? With Morocco knocking Spain out.
Yeah, I know.
There have been some good upsets in this one. And you quite like...
get to penalties. What a strategy.
And then Spain not to get a single penalty.
Oh, I didn't watch any of it. Bridget told me. I was in a foul mood last night as well. So she's like, they came out. I was like, all right, yeah. Okay. Are we going to talk about the head of UEFA?
The thing is, David, I don't think I've really seen you in a foul mood. I don't think I've really experienced the full David in a foul mood, though.
Well, it was post physio. I've been ill. I've been run down. Various other things. And so it was... It is a Venn diagram of shit hitting the fan. It was basically like a manure truck hitting a fan and just a little bit of like...
You were like Biff Tannen in every sequel of Back to the Future. No matter what happened, shit was ending up on you in a huge amount.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
But are we gonna talk about the fact that he took the head of UEFA, I'm finding it hard to pronounce UEFA. UEFA
or FIFA?
I can't remember. Let's go FIFA. Who knows these days? Just saying, because he was a redhead at school, it's very similar.
Oh my God.
It's very similar to being locked up for being gay or being an immigrant worker.
What is it? Why are the heads of all these corrupt organisations always Swiss? I mean, it's always the same. It's just, it is like, they're like evil organisations, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, if Dr. Evil turned up and he was the head of the Olympic Committee or FIFA, no one would bat an eyelid. And the fact is, this guy actually does look like Dr. Evil as well. It's so cliche and it's so painful. But the problem is, it's got to that point where we just kind of accept it now, don't we? It becomes this kind of funny thing. Like, people should be furious and raging about it. And as always happens, the football takes over in these situations and the football is enjoyable and people get caught up and people get caught up in their teams. And, you know, it starts to kind of get forgotten already that I've seen like loads of stuff going, oh, is this the right way to run a World Cup? You know, with, you know, women aren't getting heckled. There's no,
It's because they're not allowed to leave the house.
I know that's overlooking that.
There's so many issues. We haven't even got round to the fact that the women are horrifically treated in the country. We haven't had time. Like the world's media. That's so far down the list.
Yeah.
But one thing that did you see David Beckham's got a new show on Disney where he's now coaching a girls football team. So apparently the first thing he did, the reason why he coached a girls team because he wanted to make sure there are no gay or lesbian players on there. So he's had them locked up. Apparently that's episode one. And episode two, the team have had a new grandstand put in by some Mexican workers who sadly died. So it's quite a hard-hitting, true respect, you know, reflective TV show of his views in backing Qatar, which I thought...
So wait a minute. We've got Eddie Izzard, child killer, and we've got David Beckham, gay killer. Is that the new? Do we not want to just associate a single group with Beckham? Do we want a full spread of human rights abuses associated with him?
Yeah, we'll have to do bands. What can we need a catchy phrase to do with David Beckham? So we already know that Eddie Izzard is one of the world's biggest child killers. And has been for some time.
So if you're listening to this episode and you wonder what the fuck we're talking about, you're going to have to go back and find that out.
It might be in the A to Z.
It might not be, but go on, give it a bash. Give 6 hours worth of bash and then see if it's in there for us.
Now we, I'm conscious of time.
We've got to talk about Spotify Unwrapped. Just very quickly. One thing that I've noticed is the amount of people who Bad Boy Running is their number one episode, but the amount of stuff they've listened to, like the amount of Bad Boy Running episodes they've listened to, the minutes and stuff.
That's just 1 week's worth.
They just listen to the A to Z.
A to Z,
22,000 minutes. I've got to say, but we both salute you for your commitment, but also, what the fuck are you doing? Honestly, the amount of time you spent listening to this, you could have learned a language, you could have learned a new skill, imagine the charity work you could have done just by listening to this.
Maybe we can ask our listeners, could you just, before you go out on holiday or to work, just leave Bad Boy Running. Yeah.
Tell us. No, what I want to know from you, I think this is a good question, mate. For those people who have listened to thousands and thousands of minutes, what could you have done with those minutes? What is the opportunity cost of listening to Bad Boy Running? And I want them to be as ridiculous as possible. Like, if you're a doctor, could have been, you know, I could have saved, you know, 200 lives or something like that. Or, you know, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you have your hobby, what could you have done if you hadn't listened to Bad Boy Running? I want to see what the world has missed out on because of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I've been gossiping quite a bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're not much of a gossip, Rick.
Not much of a gossip.
No, but you don't. You tend to just say it on the podcast.
This is true. In fact, we've got a whole load of things we could be watching. So, could be talking about. One of them, shall I list off the things that I think we could potentially. One of them, course record. World record not being given because of course distances.
Oh,
bit of an old one.
Yes, with
we've got a certain brand of Predator we could talk about. I've got some updates on London Running Crews and almost the collapse of London Running Crews, it seems.
Oh, really?
We've got Kenyan doping. We've got updates on Sky Running. We've got someone suing the US Athletics Association. but we've also got an open letter to the Canadian Athletics or Canadian Olympic Committee equivalent that I thought was fascinating. Or we've got the case of someone who potentially is going to be banned for running with their boyfriend.
Who was their boyfriend?
Their boyfriend was a drugs cheat, but that is, you know, that's the twist. That's the twist in the tale. That's the twist in the tale. But, well, let's talk about the Canadian one because...
Okay, we talked about open letters. People love an open letter.
I don't know if I can find it now, which is deeply frustrating. So this is potentially interesting. And we've also got the fact the mascot for the Paris Olympics is being compared to a lady's fufu, which is in itself quite, you know, quite spicy. Now,
is it Vagine? Vagine, the Olympics.
I can't. Oh, what's the word someone told me? Someone told me a French word for. I've written it down so I could shout it at.
I've got to look at this. So it's a French mascot for the Olympics.
But I'll also. How are you looking at that?
Oh, what's it supposed to be?
It's meant to be the hat that was worn by the revolutionaries. And it signifies the Viva la Resistance.
Googly blue ice and Phrygian caps for bodies. The soft conical caps with bent apexes became a symbol of liberty during the French Revolution. Oh, for fuck's sake. That is so French, isn't it?
They love the revolution.
Oh, my goodness.
They do not. Now, I'm going to try and find this article. So this is actually an article which is very relevant to your daughter. I'll have
Why? Go on.
So, the global athlete. Do you remember a global athlete?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's set up by Rob Kohler.
The organization,
who, yeah. Yeah, we interviewed Rob a while back, and brilliant organization. The intention of it is to, it's almost like a union for professional athletes with the intention of trying to get representation within the governance structure of organizations to ensure that there's athletes are better looked after. Oh, in fact, this was US Pentathlon. So it's an open letter. It's another open letter, you'll be happy to know. And to be fair, that's because that's the pressure. That's the only pressure Rob and their organization can assert at the state at the moment. So this is an open letter to the US Pentathlon athletes for the calling for the CEO's immediate resignation. Now, if you recall, as soon as you bought a pony, you found out that your daughter could no longer rely on that as being part of modern pentathlon for the Olympics, which was the true hope that she'd be raising gold at some point. Now, it turns out that they're calling out the CEO because they're meant to agree anything before there are changes in the sport.
Yeah.
And the CEO suggested that falsely reported that he'd convened and led an athlete meeting to discuss the proposed changes to the sport, which was, in essence, dropping horse riding.
Yeah.
And instead putting in, I think they're calling it Ninja Run or something that sounds super cool.
But like Ninja Warrior, that's what they kind of do, is because it's OCR, isn't it? It's obviously of course racing, but they're calling it. That is a really pathetic attempt to try and make your sport relevant. I mean, that is pathetic.
Can we combine turban tipping with ninja racing? Because that feels like
It could it.
That feels
it feels good.
It feels. So basically, apparently 90% of pentathlon athletes worldwide have been very clear in their stance that riding should remain part of the sport.
Of course it should. And it's like the central fucking part of it. It's just it's the thing that differentiates it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the only thing that keeps it posh, isn't it? And we need
we need to keep it posh.
We need one sport for the poshos. They've got the yachts, yes. They've got rowing, all right. Maybe some of the shooting, okay. And so this is calling out the CEO for pretending that he'd had this meeting where it was discussed, and the proposal has been put. They're trying to push through the proposal.
I've heard, but the thing is, I've heard that horses are furious about this as well.
Are we going to see horses dressed as ninjas?
Horses. I don't think horses protest enough as a group, because you think about it, you know, you have like people protesting and it's like, oh, whatever. But horses protesting is pretty fucking scary.
That's why they've got such long faces. Is that we in there? Yeah, that's why they're so sad. We're doing that thing.
But they have that kind of energy, as someone beautifully described it. Big dick energy, that kind of confidence about themselves that, you know, and if you ever, you don't ever get in the way of a horse, do you?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, have I been accused of big dick energy?
I don't think anyone is accused of that.
Yet to be accused of that, strangely.
I don't know. I just think horses, I think that like that's such a raw deal, isn't it? Like, I do think, I mean, it's weird that I find myself arguing for the re-inclusion of horse riding in Panda. But the whole reason this came about is because someone punched a fucking horse. Like, let's just be very specific about this, that the horses didn't do anything. Someone punched a fucking horse, and that's why this has happened.
Yeah, and I know it's terrible, you should not punch horses, but just, I find that quite a funny image. It is
a funny image, and it probably didn't really hurt the horse all that much. But there have been more and more instances of
people punching horses. What?
Yeah, I mean, it happens quite a lot. With like on hunts and stuff like that. There's loads of video of I like to watch some video from hunt saboteurs and things like that.
Yeah.
And they catch all that kind of shit.
Oh, so the saboteurs are punching the...
No, the saboteurs aren't. The saboteurs are catching the people who like run the hunts and stuff, like abusing. I mean, like, if you're tearing up a fucking fox, you're already not going to be particularly nice to animals generally. You're thinking of them in a slightly different way.
I don't know. I think my assumption was people actually treasure their horses like a child.
Oh, no. There's like two groups of people. There's people who are agricultural people who, you know, consider horses working animals, which is another word for treating them like shit. And then there's the townies, essentially, as the like country people call them, where that actually want to look after the horses and treat them like pets. And one group thinks the other group's wrong.
So you're a townie then? Is this...
Well, essentially would be classed as a townie because, you know, you want to do things like...
To imply if you'd be a janner.
Well, what does that mean?
That's a townie. You'd be a janner. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would class it as a townie because, yeah, the horse is...
Jody the janner.
Like a pet. Jody the janner. It does make sense.
Yeah.
But I've got no problem with that. I've got no problem with treating animals nicely. I'm kind of for that.
Me too. I'm definitely up for less punching of horses.
Less punching of horses and treating them like shit.
It's quite an easy decision.
Under the auspices that they are working animals. And I guarantee there's going to be someone going, oh, you don't understand working animals. And meh, 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 meh. And maybe I don't. But yes, I do. I feel as though, why the fuck am I arguing for horses to be included in pentathlon?
Yeah, so well,
it would make my life easy if they weren't. It really would. And it would stop Frieda from getting a gun, which she still wants. She still wants the air gun. That's still something. But
but it could be that movements like this could actually have an impact. And so,
well, it's the point about it's the lack of consultation. It's like, how can you? Because it did seem very sudden. It seemed as though, like, boom, we're going to do that.
Almost like a ninja.
Like a ninja. Yeah, but ninja wouldn't see coming, would you? Wouldn't see coming and wouldn't see where they were, so you wouldn't know who did it. That's the sign of a good ninja.
That is the sign of a good ninja. Yeah.
There's not enough. We don't really hear about ninjas. Ninjas were very big when we were younger. And that,
they
as a thing, they've kind of either they've done really, really well. They've kind of gone underground and they do. But they don't seem to people.
Who's replaced the ninja?
The only time you hear ninja is when people are talking about like dickheads in marketing talking about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a copy ninja. Recruitment. Or I'm a Facebook ads ninja.
Yeah. Recruitment adverts. Yes. Yeah. You're either a rock star or a ninja.
Rock star or ninja. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. True.
Our industry is awful.
Do you think rock stars now have to recruit rock stars? Or rock star ninjas?
No, they're ninjas. We want a ninja roadie. My ninja roadie would be awesome, actually.
Maybe we don't hear about it ninjas is because they've not been able to. Kind of manage their way through the application process of becoming a ninja because there's too many applications. They're all in marketing roles.
I like the idea that an actual ninja would, or you went through an interview and you had to prove actual ninja skills and they'd say, oh, can you just show me your ninja star? Because every ninja has a ninja star, which when you went on any
star of David, that's my ninja star.
When you went on any field trip, any kind of trip abroad as a child, in like the 80s or 90s, probably not so much in the 90s, but definitely in the 80s, buying a ninja star and a flick knife were the two things that you had
to
do.
And some bangers.
And some bangers. Yes, that's it. It was always trying to find the ninja star flick knife and bangers, which I don't know why that is. Just unusually associated with continental Europe. It is weird, isn't it? Is there an equivalent now when people go, or is just going abroad so common and thing now? People don't care about
it. I guess it depends where you go abroad. Say you're going to Kenya, you might add EPO to the list, but it really depends on what your preference is. But
duty free, we've got some EPO section.
We've got 4 minutes until my next call, which is Dragon's Den marketing training. So I can't be late for that. Are we quickly turkey trotting?
Turkey trotting. Okay, so if you saw this at the end of the turkey trot, it's a video that's been shared on social media lots. Came to the end of the turkey trot. There were a couple of runners, one of which I go very, very quickly. One of which decided I'm going to have this. And the way I'm going to have this is by shoulder barging my closest competitor into the sidings. And so they come crashing through the turkey trot and both end up on the floor, smashing two women at the same time. The thing that makes me hate that person all the more is that before he checks whether the other person's okay, he stops his fucking Garmin. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. Clearly doesn't understand the way Strava works, because you can crop easily afterwards. And yeah, quite weird that they weren't banned. Do you think the assumption was that they'd actually made an error and like they hadn't actually meant to kind of deck?
I don't know. How do you accidentally do that?
I'm just trying to watch it again just to see if is there a chance that they were like edging and
no, I can't see how that is an error.
Oh, he does lose his footing a bit. I mean, potentially. And
there was a lot of space on the other side. If they,
there certainly was. So, do we think this was intentional? And should there be?
Will you commit to doing it at your next race? Oops, sorry, my phone.
I'm trying to watch it up close. Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, do you think there's a possibility it might?
I can't tell. I'm just trying to. I'm watching up. So, Dubarris, go and watch it now if you haven't already.
I do like it, because do you know what I hate? I hate seeing those pictures of that people put on social media, and they talk about there is good in the world still, and it has like someone helping someone over the line and all that. I'm sick of those.
The world's still full of twats. Yeah.
No, but this one is what we want. Yeah, this is, because that's what. Fundamentally, this is what it's about, winning.
Yeah.
Or, and as much people go, the Olympic spirit's about that. No, the Olympic spirit's about winning. It's winning. Winning is the spirit of the races.
It's about, the Olympics is about finding the most winningest person in the world.
Yeah. And if you're not like that at park race, then are you even trying hard enough?
Yeah.
I want that level of competition in everything. Everything. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I've got to go. I've got 2 minutes to get downstairs set up. So do batters. Any suggestions for guests? Message david@badboyrunning.com or head over on Instagram.
Head over to Facebook, join the conversation, and let us know in there how many minutes you've spent listening to BBR this year and what you could have done, what good you could have brought to the world had you not listened to Bad Boy Running.
And get flying to Iran and get turban tipping. Only in Iran. Only in Iran. And Afghanistan will give you that one. And if they are in North Korea, sure, why not? Put one on, tip it off.
give it to them and tip it off them. Have that.
That's just it, guys. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye bye. I must admit I was a clone to be messing around. But that doesn't mean that you have to leave town. Come back, yes, and give me one more try. Cause a love like this should I never ever die. Come back.
Fuck you, buddy.